And we want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. And we thank you for joining us on tonight's broadcast of Monmouth University Men's Basketball. As tonight, the Hawks continue their stay in the Barclays Center Classic, except this time, the scene has shifted back to West Long Branch. And tonight, Monmouth hosts, for the second time in their all-time meetings, the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils. The Hawks defeated this team once prior in their history. That game was all the way back in 1997. So now the second time they will play is their second-to-last game in the Barclays Center Classic, hosted all weekend at the MAC on campus in West Long Branch. There was an earlier game, and that's the reason why we are tipping off a little later tonight than normal. In our first game tonight, North Carolina A&T held on and defeated Longwood University, so they have moved on into the winners' portion of this pod that Monmouth is hosting. They'll play tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The loser of that game, Longwood, now plays at 4:30 p.m. tomorrow. Their opponents, we'll know after Monmouth and Mississippi Valley State play this evening. If the Hawks win, they will take on the Aggies at 7 o'clock. If they lose, they have a date with the Lancers ahead of them at 4:30 tomorrow. We want to welcome you again to this broadcast of Monmouth University Men's Basketball. You will have the live play-by-play of this game between the Hawks and the Devils right here on your exclusive home of Monmouth basketball all season long. And we'll be right back after a couple of minute timeout for the full pregame here on your only home for Monmouth basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back courtside to the Multi-Purpose Activity Center. We are on campus at Monmouth University for tonight's Barclays Center Classic contest between the host Monmouth Hawks and, again, the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils. And while we have a brief minute, we'd like to thank our friends at First Atlantic Federal Credit Union for sponsoring our pregame show. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As we look ahead to this contest tonight between the Hawks and the Devils, and this is already, as we said, a game that Monmouth played once before. Again, that was back in 1997 when these two teams met. The Hawks defeated this Delta Devil team, actually at Montana State in their Holiday Classic out in Bozeman, Montana. Now let's fast forward to the 2013 version of these teams. Monmouth comes in at 1-4. Mississippi Valley State also comes in at 1-4. Their last time out, 76-59 losers to Georgia Tech. Monmouth's last time out, they dropped an 84-52 decision to Penn State. Taking a look at what Coach Rice is going to put out for our starting lineup this evening, and it has a similar feel to the lineup that he's put out all season long. And our Monmouth University starting lineup tonight is presented by our good friends at McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great restaurant locations. The backcourt, Justin Robinson, Deion Jones, and Andrew Nicholas. The front court, Tyrone O'Garrow and Zach Tillman. So again, we will see two true freshmen, a true sophomore, a redshirt sophomore, and a true junior in Coach Rice's starting five. And that's the starting lineup that third-year head Monmouth men's coach King Rice will put out on the floor. The probable starting lineup that we will see from the Delta Devils, and we'll have to get into them a little bit more. They'll start with a 6'1 junior guard, Jeffrey Simmons. He'll get a start alongside Cordarius Samples. Cortland Henry joins him in the backcourt as well. Daniel Hurt gets the start, and believe it or not, the fifth starter for Mississippi Valley State is a player who we don't know because the number on the board does not correspond with anyone on their roster. So it'll be interesting to see who that fifth player ends up being. Yeah, they got a number 14 starting, and I don't see a number 14 on any of their materials. So we will obviously get a check on that as we're just over 5 minutes away from tip-off at the MAC. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening to tonight's broadcast, which is available on 1160 and 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, as well as on the free Radio Pup app as well. Again, Monmouth wins. They play North Carolina A&T tomorrow at 7 o'clock right here at the MAC. If the Hawks fall, they will play Longwood. That game will be at 4:30. tomorrow. Monmouth's next game after that, and after these two games, their stay in the Barclays Center Classic is concluded. Their next game after that is actually a week from yesterday. On December 5th, they'll host Ryder in a game televised on ESPN3 at 7 p.m. But still some business left to be decided between these two teams. And what we'll do now is we'll take our final pregame timeout here on our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union. When we come back, we'll reset the starting lineups, and we'll be ready for the tip between the Monmouth Hawks and the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils. I am Eddie Acapinti, happy to welcome you to tonight's broadcast of Monmouth Men's Hoops. We're back after a two-minute timeout for the tip between MU and MVSU. And we're right back after 2 minutes here on the Shore Sports Network. As we roll along on our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show here as Monmouth getting ready to take on Mississippi Valley State. For the purposes, folks, of the broadcast, you may hear me refer to them by all or any of those three names, trying to condense things for that really, really long name that they have in the Delta Devils. But we're going to shorten that just to Devils for this broadcast. Let's run you down the starting lineups again. The first one, the Monmouth lineup that Coach Rice will send to the floor. Deion Jones, Justin Robinson, Andrew Nicholas, Tyrone Ogero, and Zach Tillman. The lineup, as now we get it finalized, that Mississippi Valley State and second-year head coach Chico Potts will send to the floor. D'Angelo Fryer, a 6'3 junior guard from Chula, Mississippi, will start alongside a redshirt freshman from Memphis, Jordan Washington. Anthony McDonald, a junior from Mississippi, also starting in the backcourt. The two front court players are James Currington, a 6'6 freshman, and 6'11 senior Julius Francis. This is an athletic team from Mississippi Valley State. They like to get up and push the basketball. They have played against some really good teams this year. They score 78 a game. The only problem, if you're a Delta Devil supporter, is they give up 92 per contest. As we are now set just about for the starting lineups for both of these teams, and while we are, it allows me to bring in my broadcast partner for this evening's broadcast, former Hawk, former NCAA tournament participant, and a man who's been running himself ragged these last few days, my good friend Steve Bazaz. Steve, thanks for joining me tonight.
Eddie, happy Thanksgiving. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Steve, I know, wow, were you just outside? Your hands are freezing.
They're always so cold, Eddie.
You are extremely cold. Steve, we have Monmouth and Mississippi Valley State tonight in this second game. Already talked about it a little bit in our pregame. The winner moves on to take on North Carolina A&T tomorrow night at 7. The loser takes on Longwood at 4:30. We know certain things about this Delta Devil basketball team. Mississippi Valley State is extremely athletic, and they like to get up and down the floor, as evidenced by some of the results that they have this season. And we know Monmouth, well, they like to play both ways, but I think Coach Rice is going to want to come out, establish tempo in this game, and look to get up and down in this setting where these two teams really don't know a whole lot about each other.
Eddie, you know, after watching Coach Rice and his style of play for the last few years now, we've seen that Coach Rice is not going to change for anyone. Monmouth is going to play their style of play no matter who they're playing. And the best example of that was the St. John's game last week, when you would look on paper and look at the size of the teams that are playing and say, how could Monmouth run with these guys? But Monmouth did run with them, and they ran up and down the floor, and they attacked the rim against a team that was way more athletic than them and much bigger lengthwise. But Monmouth's going to play their style. They're going to outlet to Justin Robinson. They're going to run the floor. They're going to look for shooters. They're going to look for guys rim running. Monmouth's going to play the way that Monmouth wants to play.
Reset this game again. Both teams come in struggling. Monmouth 1-4. They've lost four in a row. Mississippi Valley State comes into tonight's game with a similar record. They're actually 1-5. We said 1-4 earlier. They hadn't counted their last game yet in those results, a 76-59 loss to Georgia Tech. But Steve, you look at some of the teams that, and I just told the listener, so I'll tell you, there's a good chance I refer to this team by any one of the three names in their name. You may hear Mississippi, you may hear Valley, you may just hear State. Any way you say it, you look at some of the teams they've played, and Monmouth's played up. Look what the Devils have done. They've played Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Georgia Tech. That is an absolute murderer's row to begin their season. That's all sandwiched around a 60-point win against a school called Champion Baptist, which I have no idea where that is. So you look at it, we really don't have much of a gauge for this team, if for no other reason than all they've done is play really good high-major teams.
And that's a great point. You really don't know what kind of team they are. They've played way outside their level. And you know what? When you're a young head coach, Chico Potts is a young head coach. He's in his second season at Mississippi Valley State. And from dealing with the teams, he's actually a really great guy. And I wish him the best as the head coach at Mississippi Valley State. When you're a young coach, you want to schedule up. It's how you build your program. You want your kids to be able to experience a big-time basketball and big-time basketball arenas. So I think that's what Coach Potts wants to do in his first couple seasons, establish a new program and a new culture and start scheduling up. But you're right. What kind of team is Mississippi Valley State? It's very hard to tell, and Monmouth schedules up too. They really struggled in the last game against Penn State, and I think the three straight upper-level type talent games came back to haunt them in that third game against Penn State. I think they were just a worn-out bunch.
Yeah, the worst half that Monmouth has played all season was that second half against the Nittany Lions, because if you look at it, Monmouth hung with Seton Hall. They more than hung with St. John's. Could have won that basketball game, and then they go out. They're only down 10 at halftime, and then they get run off the floor in the second half. A little history on both of these teams. Again, they've played once before, a Monmouth win back in 1997. The Hawks have been to the NCAA tournament four times, most recently in 2006. Mississippi Valley State's been to the tournament five times. Their most recent trip, 2012, they also went in 2008. So they're a team sort of similar to Monmouth, some success in their years. And now with Chico Potts, who's in year two, and Coach Rice in year three, they're trying to establish identities for their teams. As the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils have taken the floor, they're in their road green. They have Valley across the chest, Steve, so let's go ahead and appease them, and we'll call them, again, any combination of those three names, but we're probably going to go with Valley a lot. Monmouth tonight in their home whites.
I think Bayside's rival in Saved by the Bell. Bayside High School always played Valley, Eddie, so...
They did. and that's a heck of a reference.
Thank you. I'm starting to date myself now.
So the Mississippi Valley State starting lineup, Zach Morris, A.C. Slater, Screech Powers, Kelly Kapowski, and I'd go Lisa Turtle at the five.
Wow, well done. We're on the fly, too.
Thank you. I got Jesse Spano off the bench.
And Mr. Belding coaching.
And who is... the college years. Leah Remini. What was her name?
That was the Beach Club years. Leah Remini was Stacy Carosi.
And now we're set for
two. Now for basketball.
Monmouth going right to left. Valley going left to right. I'm going to chuckle if I say Valley all game. Can't do it. As the visitors into their motion set. Short jumper too strong as Julius Francis misses, but cleaning it up is D'Angelo Pryor for the first basket of the game.
And Mississippi Valley State starts off in man-to-man, Eddie.
First three of the game for Monmouth is an errant shot by Deion Jones. Rebound cleared to Jordan Washington. Here a hoisted up three and put in by Anthony McDonald. 5-0 Delta Devils.
McDonald, a three-point shooter. He's shooting 40% on the year. He leads the team in attempts. That time knocks it down.
Again, there's not much we know about this team. We'll discover a lot as we go on tonight. Down low, Zach Tillman for Monmouth. Spins. Righty jump hook too strong. Tipped rebound ends up in the hands of Jordan Washington.
Mississippi Valley State, Eddie's going to find out a lot about themselves tonight, too, playing a team that's kind of their level.
Wave off Washington's shot attempt. He's fouled on the floor. First foul of the game. And it's on Andrew Nicholas with 18:46 to go here in our first half. And Mississippi Valley State leading 5-0.
And when both of these teams look at the schedule, these are two teams that look at each other and say, these are winnable games. We just scheduled up in the non-conference. Now let's try to get a W in this Thanksgiving tournament.
Kind of funny how they're both looking at it that way with very similar records. Washington swings it over to Currington. This is McDonald, top of the key. Pick and pop, D'Angelo Pryor, a triple, no good. Gets his own rebound and misses the lefty layup. Tyrone O'Garrow pulls down the rebound for MU. Andrew Nicholas, left wing, drives baseline. Tough shot. Andrew Nicholas is fouled. He'll go to the line for two.
A nice drive by Nicholas right there, going baseline. Francis with the foul. Francis has to just stand there straight up without putting his hands down. That time he tried to go for the block and end up fouling Nicholas. Nicholas going to the line for two. First shot from Nicholas is up and very short off the front of the rim. It's amazing, some of his struggles from the foul line, Eddie.
Well, he's right now is struggling overall, but Steve, his struggles from the line have been well documented.
And like you always say, for a player who's such a good shooter, especially when he's on fire, he really can struggle from the foul line.
He goes 0 of 2 here, but Zach Tillman tracks down his second miss. Both of them were woefully short, by the way. Mississippi Valley State leads Monmouth 5-0. We've played just about 2 minutes here in our opening half. O'Garrow, top of the key, had it knocked away by Currington, but he retrieves with 16 on the shot clock. Hand off to Deion Jones. Deion turns the corner. A lot of contact in the lane. He'll go to the line for two with 17:52 to go in the first half.
The more I watch Deion Jones, the more I like him. He's just so crafty, and he's a guy that can put his head down and get to the basket and score. But then he's a guy that kind of has that, like you said, old man game and kind of craftily finds his way into the lane and has a little bit of that Euro step as well, and that time draws the contact and gets to the line.
The Hawks leading scorer with two free throws. He puts his first one in. 15 points a game for Deion. Far and away, MU's best free throw shooter as well. Steve, you look at his numbers across the board. 51% from the floor, 57 from three, and almost 78 from the line. That's doing a really good job.
That's efficiency. That's a great job. And a guy who is listed, he's a sophomore eligibility-wise, but he's an upperclassman and one of the few upperclassmen, you know, because of his redshirt year, he's actually a junior. One of the few upperclassmen that Monmouth has on its roster.
Goes 2 of 2 from the line, so Monmouth has cut this devil lead to 3 as Tyrone O'Garrow commits a foul out front, giving a little bit of the body to Anthony McDonald. That's Monmouth's third foul already, rather their second team foul.
And that's a foul now this year in college basketball. Just a slight bump like that on the outside. That's why when you hedge now, you got to be aggressive, but you have to be controlled.
Corner triple on the way for McDonald, an air ball. Offensive rebound, Currington puts it in.
And right now the Valley, I'm going to get used to calling them Valley, I think, Eddie, but they have 4 points right now off of offensive rebounds.
And they lead 7-2. Here a turnover, Deion Jones gave it up. Transition, Washington missing a layup short. Rebound comes out to Justin Robinson. Robinson, 1-on-5. The little man can't get it to go. Zach Tillman, offensive rebound, had it stripped from behind. Washington ahead to Currington. 1-on-1 with Jones. Deion Jones sends it into the expensive seats.
You know, quite honestly, Eddie, I feel like the Hawks look like they're kind of running in water right now, or running in cement, if you will. They just seem like they're sluggish. Another bucket from Mississippi Valley State, and I would think about, if I was Coach Rice, burning a timeout and giving it to his team a little bit. They look sluggish to me.
Delta Devil ball. 3 minutes gone by. They lead 7-2. Washington, the redshirt freshman from Tennessee, throws it over to McDonald. Right back to Washington, top of the key. This is D'Angelo Pryor with Justin Robinson on him. Over to Jordan Washington. Back to Pryor. Right back to Washington. Wing triple. Short. Chris Brady just checked into the game. Keeps one alive. Right to Deion Jones. Deion brings it down the left sideline. Going to go all the way to the basket and lay it in. 7-4.
Deion Jones really coast to coast, catching the outlet and scoring. I'm just so impressed with Deion Jones this season. He's really been phenomenal.
He's a lot more athletic and a more complete game than I thought he was going to have coming in. He's been extremely impressive. Pryor feeds one down low. Currington double teamed. And he's called for 3 seconds down low. The Hawks force a turnover. And they'll get it back as they bring in Greg Nowak for the first time. And Daryl Marshall checks in for the first time for Mississippi Valley State.
You know, somebody asked me the question, Eddie. What transfer can you think of that kind of burst onto the scene like Deion Jones has? And really the guy I thought of was Rahsaan Johnson, who transferred from a JUCO and then really was a phenomenal player. And it might be too soon, though, to put Deion Jones in a Rahsaan Johnson's class, but scoring-wise, he really has been carrying the load for the Hawks.
That's a name that you say around Hawks fans and eyebrows go up because of what he meant to the program. Andrew Nicholas off a curl, can't get one to go. Chris Brady keeps tipping it off the glass, kept it alive, but right to the newly checked in, Cortland Henry. Three new players checked in for the Valley. This is another one. Dobbs for three. Cameron Dobbs gives the Delta Devils a 10-4 lead.
And Red has to close out a little stronger than that. That's now two threes that were hit on Red right in his face. He's got to close out.
Next whistle gets us our first media timeout. Justin Robinson, top of the key, Nicholas. Right wing, Deion Jones. Deion behind the back at the elbow. Into the lane. Tough shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Nowak had it, lost it. Nicholas comes away with it. Red pull up for long two, puts it in. 10-6.
You know, that's not the greatest shot in the world. The offensive rebound, two dribble pull up with a guy draped all over you. But, you know, that's kind of what we've gotten used to from Red, is that he can make a shot from anywhere on the floor.
He's a good, bad shot shooter. As Monmouth has cut this lead to four. Down low, Currington kicks it out. From the left elbow, Francis knocks it down. That's Julius Francis.
I don't know if that's the shot they want from Francis. Their 6'11" guy pulling up from the left elbow off of one dribble. We'll see if he starts making that shot consistently.
Robinson, drive and kick. Jones a triple. Put it in. Deion Jones, good start to this one, Steve. It's 12-9.
And great look by Justin Robinson, driving, drawing the defense, kicking out to Jones for the shot.
14:25 to go in this first half. Game starting to get a little bit of flow to it here. Cameron Dobbs, catch and shoot again. This one too strong. Deion Jones with the rebound. Out to Justin Robinson. Nice cross-court find to Andrew Nicholas. He'll go to the line for two after the media timeout. And I know you really appreciate that pass from Robinson.
Absolutely, because Robinson didn't put the ball on the floor. If he would have, it would have been too late to get the ball to Red. Instead, he caught it and passed it right away. Great job by Robinson.
12-9, Monmouth trails Mississippi Valley State. 14-14 to go first half, and we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. 14-14 to go in our first half. Mississippi Valley State leading Monmouth 12-9 in what's been a pretty entertaining first half of basketball. How's that? Is that a little better? Can you hear that a little easier?
I think that's good. No, very well done.
Thank
very
you.
Well done,
yeah. Thank you. I also, Steve had a little trouble with his audio. Oh, thank you. Look at this. It's like Celebrity Row here today. Someone's got to find Joe Martin, maybe get interviewed. Andrew Nicholas at the line. Two free throws. He was fouled before our media timeout. And Steve taking a look at some of these early numbers. The one thing that jumps off is how many more shot attempts the Delta Devils have. But Monmouth right there with rebounds. And that's really something that they're probably more improved in than anything, is their ability to rebound the ball.
Yeah, and they out-rebounded St. John's in that game last Friday, and also outscored St. John's in the paint. And that's another thing that we've been impressed with from the Hawks so far this season, is the way they attack the rim. And they don't, I mean, think about how long and how big St. John's was, and Monmouth out-rebounded them and outscored them in the paint.
That's something you would never see a Monmouth team of years past do. It's almost funny, the recipe for the old Monmouth teams to win those games, as Nicholas actually did go 2 of 2 from the line, and Monmouth now just trails by one. They would have to backdoor cut you and three-point shoot you, yep, to get an upset. This team now, they want to go man for man with you, rebound the basketball, as Josh James and Max DeLeo have checked in to the game for the first time for Monmouth. I mean, Chico Potts getting a word with our official, not really sure what that was about.
Now how about Mississippi Valley State has given up 92 points per game this year. And again, their opponents have been very good. They've also given up 50% shooting to their opponents.
Well, if that stat is any telltale, and we'll close the point after this possession, as the Delta Devils drive and kick, triple on the way for Daryl Marshall is good. 15-11. They now lead. Steve, both of these teams give up a very healthy shooting percentage to their respective opposition.
Absolutely, which means that we could be in for a lot of points today, Eddie.
I'm not against that. Down low, Chris Brady on the right block. Lefty jump hook in the lane, way wild. Rebound pulled down by Blake Rowling, who just checked into the game.
And quick observation from Valley is that they don't mind letting it fly. And they have a lot of guys who shoot a good amount of threes. They have about 5 to 6 guys on the roster who have no problem trying to put it up. And they've been pretty free-willing when it comes to letting the three go so far.
They lead 15-11. We've played just about 6.5 minutes here. This is Marshall. Goes top of the key. Portland Henry, the senior. Dribbles himself to the left wing. Top of the key. Cameron Dobbs again will fire up a three. This one's short. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Chris Brady. Fresh shot clock for Mississippi Valley State. And I don't know Cameron Dobbs, Steve. I've never met him. But I know he's not shy because that's 3 times he's touched the ball and 3 times he has hoisted up a three.
Yeah, they really don't mind putting it up. We've seen a couple go down so far early.
Justin Robinson back in. Deion Jones takes a seat. Dobbs this time pumps it three. All the way, has his shot blocked by Brady and saved by Max DeLeo right into the hands of Tyrone O'Gara. There's the first hustle play of the game for Max DeLeo. Josh James all the way, lays it in to cut this lead to 2 for the visitors.
And that's something that we talk about, rim attackers. Josh James is one of them, always trying to get to the rim. And the bigs doing a great job sealing their men underneath.
Dobbs, top of the key, bounces one left wing. Portland Henry, one of many players that went to junior college on this team. Now goes to Darryl Marshall. Kicks one into the corner. That three for Henry is long. DeLeo, good box out. Earns the foul against Cameron Dobbs. That's the 4th foul on Mississippi Valley State. Sub into the game. Anthony McDonald, the starter, checks back in for Cameron Dobbs. 15-13. Monmouth trails the Delta Devils. 12:25 to go, first half. Justin Robinson crossing the timeline over on the left to Josh James, gets it right back. Robinson left wing calling for a screen from Brady and will have an offensive foul. Tyrone O'Gara will get called for the offensive foul. That is his 2nd, the team's 4th.
And those are the fouls that O'Gara can't afford to get. He's so important to Monmouth, especially on the glass. And to get cheap moving screen type fouls, he just has to avoid those.
Darryl Marshall, a senior from Memphis, brings it up. He goes right wing. This is Daniel Hurt, the freshman from Kansas City, all the way, missing one off the backboard. O'Gara pulls down the rebound, and then he gets tied up and wrestled to the ground by Hurt. On the alternate possession, Monmouth will get it back with 11:53 to go, and that'll get us, Steve, to our 2nd media timeout. Mississippi Valley State 15, Monmouth 13, 11:53 to go in our first half. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, providing food service and facilities management to healthcare institutions and universities just like Monmouth. Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official dining service provider. And also, we'd like to thank our good friends at Scala's for their continued support here of Monmouth Hoops on the Shore Sports Network. For great pizza and more, visit Scala's, 1 block from the ocean, and scalaspizzeria.com. Backcourt side with Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Monmouth trailing Mississippi Valley State here in the Barclays Center Classic, 15-13. Hawks with the ball, moving right to left. Greg Nowak, top of the key, bounces one down low to Marcelo Hudiger. It's deflected out of bounds by Darryl Marshall. Monmouth ball, 15 on the shot clock.
That time Monmouth trying a little back screen action. Justin Robinson trying to screen the big center Francis to get Hudiger a layup.
Back into the game for the Delta Devils is Jordan Washington. He's guarding Justin Robinson, who has the ball. Robinson picks up his dribble over to Max DeLeo. Max drives from the right wing. Righty shot in the lane is off the window and no good. Loose ball. It comes out to Jordan Washington. Here he goes with a head of steam. Bounces one into the right corner. Triple on the way for McDonald. Too strong. Rebound tipped. Loose ball. Josh James comes away with it. Over to Justin Robinson. Justin thought at three, now with an ankle-breaking move inside. Feeds Nowak, who dribbles it off his foot. And then he somehow gets it back and can't get one to go off the backboard. Rebound pulled down by Daniel Hurt.
The Monmouth Pigs are so young and so raw. They have a little trouble catching the ball sometimes. And we've seen it the past few possessions. They've really struggled to hold on to it.
10:40 to go in this first half. It's 15-13, Mississippi Valley State. Anthony McDonald goes top of the key. D'Angelo Pryor gets a screen. Pryor, pull up from three. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Max DeLeo. Robinson back the other way for MU. Works it right to left on the perimeter. Max DeLeo on the left wing. Max finds Josh James back door. Josh, nice adjustment down low, and he'll go to the line for two.
That's a tough pass and a tough catch by Josh James. He cuts back door from the middle, and you already have two big guys on each block, so he catches the ball basically between five people there and then goes up strong and draws a foul.
So Josh James goes to the line for two, the fourth leading scorer for this Monmouth team, averaging, Steve, just under double figures at 9.8 points a game. Zach Tillman, Andrew Nicholas, Deion Jones check back in. Boudiger, Robinson, DeLeo take a seat.
You know, and Valley has really put up a lot of threes in this game. The last stat sheet we have, they've already taken nine threes, and I think they've taken one since the stat sheet came out. So they've already put up double-digit threes in this game, 3 of 10 so far to start.
1 of 2 at the line goes James. Mississippi Valley State ball. They're now moving. Pryor, drive and kick. Triple from the corner is well short, but tracked down by Jordan Washington. He then saves one inbounds. James Currington over to McDonald for three. Rattled that one home.
McDonald is the one guy that you really need to know where he is. He's shooting again 40% from three, and he's A&T's second leading scorer. I'm sorry, Valley's second leading scorer.
Left block, Zach Tillman, double team. Bounces into the corner. Nicholas for three. An air ball. Ball deflected, and it actually starts a fast break for Jordan Washington. Leaves one down to McDonald. He'll put it in. It's 20-14. Delta Devils.
Missed threes can lead to run out sometimes. That time, Valley gets the run out and the layup.
Josh James calling signals, top of the key. Pull up from three straight away. Puts that one in to cut the Mississippi Valley State lead in half at 20-17.
Josh James is one of those kids that's going to have a knack for scoring his whole entire career. From his freshman year to his senior year, he's just going to find a way to put the ball on the rim. I wouldn't call him a great shooter. He's not a shooter, but he's a scorer, and he's a shot maker.
Down low. Nice little shake and bake move by Julius Francis with a righty jump hook. Deion Jones is going to try to answer. He's fouled by Julius Francis going to the basket. And, Steve, that is such a veteran move as Jones. All he did was seek out Francis's body, and then he earns the foul call.
And the thing that sets it up is the diagonal pass to Deion Jones from Josh James. He gets a running start to the rim and is able to put his head down and go hard to the basket and draw the foul.
So Deion Jones at the line. Tonight he's got 7, about halfway to his average. Couple of dribbles, and he makes the first free throw. Khalil Brown in, Greg Nowak out. And also Darryl Marshall in. Julius Francis will take a seat.
With Francis out of the game, Monmouth has a real size advantage. We'll see if they try to dump the ball into Tillman. Now, Tillman's had three straight games against bigger opponents. We'll see what Tillman can do now when he's got the most size on the floor.
Yeah, and he's the biggest guy on the floor, Steve, by a wide margin.
Absolutely. And I really love his back-to-the-basket game. I'm really excited to watch Tillman develop and get better. And with that said, he's coming out of the game.
Yeah, Coach Rice has countered the small Mississippi Valley State lineup that Chico Potts has put out there with an equally small lineup. Now the tallest player on the floor is actually Khalil Brown, who goes about 6'8", 6'9". Monmouth double-teaming Mississippi Valley State. They find D'Angelo Pryor. out to McDonald. He puts in another three. He's got 11, and the Delta Devils lead 25-19.
And that's another three in Andrew Nicholas's face. I mean, McDonald's the only guy that's hitting threes consistently. You have to close him out. Make him a dribbler. See what he can do on the dribble drive.
James bullets a pass down low to Nicholas, who hits the reverse layup. Beautiful finish from Red, but a better pass from Josh James. D'Angelo Pryor fouled out front by Deion Jones. And Steve, I know you roll your eyes at that one. There's that point of emphasis that we've seen all season.
Yeah, it's tough to see sometimes, but that's the rule, and the players have to adjust.
We've reached the other media timeout here in the first half. 7:43 to go. Mammoth trails Mississippi Valley State 25-21. And we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, we'd like to thank our premier sponsors and good friends for their continued support from the following locations. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue, Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McClune's Restaurants, and Surf Taco. Thank you for your tremendous support all season long. Mississippi Valley State to inbound the basketball. They hold a four-point lead with 7 minutes 40 seconds to go in our first half. D'Angelo Pryor, nice backdoor find to McDonald. He misses it, but Currington is right there to put in the mess to give the Delta Devils a six-point lead. And now Monmouth with a leak out the other way. Andrew Nicholas, Steve, ahead of the pack, lays it in.
And Valley pressing off the made basket after the timeout. Certainly not one what you want to give up is a wide-open layup. Red getting an easy two.
That'll help Monmouth's shooting percentage. They are at 40%. Right now, as Josh James fouls Daryl Marshall before he goes up. That's Josh's first foul as Cameron Dobbs checks back in. Steve, I know we've seen the trend of fouls go up all season long. No different here. Actually, it's not as fast as normal. 11 fouls called with 7 minutes to go. And here at traveling is trying to go to the basket was Jordan Washington.
Yeah, in the first game today, Eddie, between A&T and Longwood, in the second half, with about 9 minutes left, both teams were in the double bonus. And
oh, I know. It was bad. Justin Robinson checks back in. And, Steve, we've seen, you know, beat writers, reporters, bloggers, a lot of them are keeping close eye on these rule changes. And we have seen the amount of fouls called just skyrocket this season.
Absolutely. I heard John Calipari today in an interview, and he actually likes the rule change, though, because he's got the kind of guys that it could really help.
Josh James scooping to the lane, putting a layup in there. He's got 8 points. Monmouth now down just by 2. Yeah, at that level, you like it, because your guys are slashers, and they're going to the basket.
His guys are NBA guys. It's only going to help his guys.
Dobbs puts another triple in, this one right in front of the MU bench.
How about Valley has taken, out of their 27 shots, 15 of them have been threes.
And a lot of those threes, I, Steve, would make the argument, are threes that you, oh no, okay, it went in. They're not great looks, they're not off skip passes, is checking in for Valley is our first look at Vaca Vaughn, a 6'4 freshman from Memphis, Tennessee. You know what? If that's your style and it's, hey, guys, we're going to run, you all have your lights as green as your jersey uniform. Go for it. Good for them. I'd like to play for that guy.
Absolutely.
Hawks trail by 5, 6.5 to go first half. Deion Jones on the left wing. Monmouth now working it around the perimeter. James goes right wing. Khalil Brown. Top of the key, Nicholas. Catch and shoot, triple. Can't get that to go. Rebound pulled out of the air by James Currington. D'Angelo Pryor fires a pass down low. Short shot is missed. That was Currington. Deion Jones with the rebound. Cross court find to James. He attacks the basket. Left one for Khalil Brown. Khalil wasn't ready. Back the other way. Dobbs finds Pryor. His shot is blocked by Deion Jones. But Dobbs cleans it up.
Pryor really runs the floor well, though.
And really travels.
Hey, he might have traveled, yes. But I like the way he runs the floor. Really filled the lane.
And Coach Rice is going to take a 30-second timeout. He'll do so with his Hawks trailing 32-25, 5:40, Steve, to go in this first half. Monmouth down 7. What have you seen? Again, we came into this game not knowing anything about Monmouth's opponent because of who they've played. What have you learned through the first 15 minutes of this half?
Well, I learned they want to get up and down the floor, and I learned they want to take a lot of threes. I also think that Monmouth started the game off in a sluggish fashion, and it made them get behind early, and right now they're down 7. Monmouth has to get better offensively. They got to start taking better shots. They've had flashes, though, of getting to the rim. Deion Jones, Josh James, Andrew Nicholas on a mistake off the press has layups. So they've shown flashes. A lot of that, though, has been in the fast break. So when it slows down, and this is kind of like a broken record, when the game slows down, the Hawks have to get better in the half-court set offensively. Defensively, they have to close out on shooters. Andrew Nicholas has given up a lot of threes right in his face. He's got to close out and shoot.
Steve, you almost think if Monmouth just plays solid, they could wear this team down.
Absolutely.
Justin Robinson, right corner. Monmouth swings it to Deion Jones on the left wing. Jones, nice spin at the elbow, and he is fouled by Currington. I'll tell you what, I think Monmouth fortunate there. It looked like Deion initiated a lot of that contact, but that is the 7th foul on Mississippi Valley State, so Deion will shoot 1-1.
Justin Robinson was about to come off the flex cut from the corner, and I thought he was going to be open, but he saw that Deion Jones caught the ball and had a one-on-one situation at the top and decided to stay put.
Deion Jones shooting 1-1. He's got 9 in this first half. And now 10 after hitting the free throw. Steve, it's been all three players who lead the Hawks in scoring, while Josh James is the fourth, that have scored. Josh James and Andrew Nicholas have 8, and Deion Jones now has 11 after knocking down 2 free throws. That equals Monmouth's offense in this game. That's the 27 points they have as they trail by 5.
And that's great that they're scoring, but now they have to get some stops on the defensive end. 32 points with 5 minutes left to go. That's a lot of points.
Also, Justin Robinson, who averages 10 a game, hasn't scored yet in this one. Vaughn gets it back after kicking it to the perimeter. He faces up on Nicholas on the left block. Spins baseline side. Misses one off the backboard. It goes out of bounds off of Mississippi Valley State. Let's reset the lineups for both teams. Robinson and James, the MU backcourt. Ogaro, Jones, and Nicholas, the other players. For the Valley, look out there and see Thaddeus Fauntleroy. He's into the game for the first time. Cameron Dobbs, as James drives, finds Ogaro, who lost it, and Tyrone is fouled, and fortunate to be fouled as he was losing the ball out of bounds. Steve, I want your point on this. How many times do we see the MU guards set players up for obvious layups that not only are they're not missed, they're just not caught, and they're good passes?
Yeah, we should really tally that, Eddie, because in the Penn game at home, there was a ton of them. It's been like that all season, and that's just kind of what you're going to have to deal with young, raw, big men. They're going to struggle to catch the ball right now, but as they develop, they're going to keep getting better and better.
Ogaro at the line for 1-1, misses that. Rebound taken down by Vaughn. Raced up floor in a hurry. D'Angelo Pryor. Fauntleroy into the lane. He left one behind, and it was fumbled out of bounds by Blake Rawling.
And Fauntleroy had a wide open shot. After all the threes that we've seen Valley take this game, he had a wide open shot and didn't take it.
It's Fauntleroy, Pryor, Dobbs, Vaughn, and Blake Rawling on the floor. And Fauntleroy fouls Justin Robinson in the backcourt with 4:35 to go in the first half. And Justin Robinson will shoot 1-1 with Monmouth trailing 32-27.
And you appreciate the effort, but fouls like that, especially when you're in the bonus, it's just free points if Monmouth can convert. Ogaro misses the front end of a 1-on-1. That's like an empty possession.
You hear Roger Benedetti, our PA guy, give it to you as Justin Robinson has 1-1. He makes the first to cut this to a 4-point lead for the Delta Devils, who I think, Steve, if my figuring is correct, they have led the entire way in this ballgame. Robinson goes 2 of 2. It's back to a single possession game, 32-29. Monmouth trapping and double teaming everywhere. Dobbs to Fauntleroy, right back to Dobbs. Pulls it out to D'Angelo Pryor. Waving his fellow Devils around. In and out dribble. Leaves for Fauntleroy. He goes down low. A beautiful find to Vaughn, who lays it in.
And that's just too easy right there on the defensive end, getting beat, legitimate penetration, no help to help her, and then you get an easy layup.
Hawks down five, under four to go. Josh James' errant pass tried to find Nicholas. It was intercepted. Back the other way, Mississippi Valley State goes. Pryor over to Vaughn. He'll make a move down low, and he's fouled by Andrew Nicholas. Baca Vaughn will have two free throws after our immediate timeout. Monmouth trails Mississippi Valley State 34-29. 3:47 to go in our first half, and we're back after a 60-second timeout here on the Shore Sports Network. Alongside Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Our good friend Ray Malaspina engineering back in the studios tonight. Monmouth trailing Mississippi Valley State 34-29. 3:47 to go in our first half of action. And Steve, we have seen tonight some good end-to-end basketball. We've seen some sloppy end-to-end basketball. But two teams that apparently want to play similarly. And I am shocked to look down at the stat sheet and see that Mississippi Valley State has taken 15 more shots tonight than Monmouth has.
Yeah, and they're out-rebounding Monmouth 18-14. They have eight offensive rebounds to Monmouth's three. They have 11 second chance points to Monmouth's four. They've taken 15 threes and made six of them. Monmouth 2 of 5 from 3, but where the Monmouth is staying close, that Monmouth has taken 15 free throws to where these are the first free throws for Valley State.
Vaughn goes 1 of 2. He missed the second, which was rebounded by Tyrone O'Gara. Colin Stewart into the game for the first time. Has it. Goes back to Justin Robinson. Gets a high ball screen from O'Gara. Over to Josh James. They find Jones in the corner. Deion Jones drives baseline. Shot missed. Rebound pulled out of the air by Blake Rowling.
Valley State into a 2-3 zone that possession.
So good timing by Coach Rice to bring in Colin Stewart. Still waiting for his first collegiate three-pointer. Rowling drives on O'Gara. Throws a wild shot off the backboard. Offensive rebound. Cameron Dobbs, long two. That one's short. Josh James pulls it down. The Hawks want to run now. Robinson to Stewart. Thought at three and then is fouled by Vaca Vaughn with 2:56 to go. As now that'll be two free throws for Colin Stewart, the 10th team foul on the Delta Devils.
And Stewart bailed out a little bit there. Look, he could have walked. I don't think he did, but it was very close. Stewart looked like he was dribbling to the corner to nowhere, but gets bailed out, and now he's going to the line. And maybe hitting some free throws for Stewart will get him some confidence. We know he can shoot, but it looks like he doesn't play with any confidence right now.
Coming up on our halftime show, we will have, as Colin Stewart misses his first free throw, we'll have first half stats. We'll have out-of-town scores from other MAC schools, the top 25 as well. Tillman in, O'Gara out. Colin Stewart, another really good shooter. We just need to see it as he goes 0 of 2 from the line. You know, we hear how great of a shooter he is. We want to see Colin start making shots.
Absolutely. And that time he goes to the line and misses two foul shots.
And it's funny because they always say if you're a shooter to get going, try to get to the line. Mississippi Valley State leading Monmouth by six. Cameron Dobbs in the right corner. Puts it on the floor. Kicks it out. Jordan Washington leaves one. Goes right back to Washington. Scoop lefty layup. Puts it in over the trees down low.
Jordan Washington.
You know, Eddie, I think Monmouth has played a sluggish first half, especially defensively. Or they're getting beat to offensive rebounds. They're giving up drives to the basket.
Robinson triple, way short. Plays right into what you were saying, Steve. Washington feeds Vaughn. He'll finish in transition. 39-29, Mississippi Valley State.
And there's another example of a missed three, a run-out opportunity. Valley State just playing with a lot more urgency. It looks like they've come in here and want this game a lot more than Monmouth does.
And they go 2-3 zone again. Under two to go first half. Stewart, skip pass to Josh James. Couple of dribbles. Leaves one down low for Tillman. Zach Tillman out to Robinson. Fires one down low to James. Nice unselfish play. Jones got blocked initially and then wave off his second attempt. It'll be an offensive foul against Deion Jones with 99 seconds to go in the first half.
You know, I don't think that's a good call. I think it was a clean block by the defender. Deion Jones landed with the ball, so it therefore should be a jump ball. I think that's a tough call on Deion.
Max DeLeo in, Deion Jones out, as he'll now sit for the remainder of the first half with those two fouls. Yeah, I thought it should have been a jump ball, alternate possession. He got blocked clean.
Absolutely. Deion has found a way to also get in foul trouble early on in the season, too.
He has been. He seeks out a lot of contact. That one, I would say, I agree with you, Steve, not his fault. Hawks trail by their largest margin of the game. It's 10 points. Dobbs, stutter step. Leaves one for Vaughn. Into the lane. Lefty shot. No good. DeLeo with the rebound. And now it goes over to Justin Robinson. Robinson to Colin Stewart. Corner triple. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Vaughn.
That's a shot you want for Colin Stewart. Wide open in the corner. Nice find by Justin Robinson.
Hawks trail by 10 at the 1 minute mark.
You know, I know Monmouth has, or I know Valley State has shot a lot of threes in this game, but only one guy is consistently hitting them. They've been the aggressor offensively getting to the rim now in the half court set. Maybe Monmouth decides to go zone in the second half. We'll see.
Thaddeus Fauntleroy, top of the key. Crosses over on James. Leaves for Vaughn. He gets into the lane, and that'll be an offensive foul, as stepping in to draw the charge was Josh James.
That's a great job by Josh James, and a huge play in this game. As that basket went in, that would have put the lead for Valley State to 12 plus foul shots. So big play by Josh James and big call in the second half, or in his first half.
Colin Stewart, Zach Tillman sit down. Andrew Nicholas, Deion Jones check back in. We also get back in for Valley, 6'6 freshman, Daniel Hurt. There's about a 5 second differential between the game and the shot clock. Right around 4 to 5 seconds. And it looks, Steve, as though Monmouth's going to be content to run some time, as now it looks as though the Valley's in a bit of a 1-2-2. Nicholas was open. Instead goes out to James on the right wing. Now Deion Jones. Monmouth playing catch on the perimeter. With 13 on the shot clock, 17 on the game clock. Now 10 in the first half. Robinson drives on Dobbs. Scoop layup is good with 7 seconds to go. And Chico Potts is going to take a timeout with 5.9 seconds to go here in this first half. And Monmouth trailing now by 8. So that's his use or lose timeout, Steve. Theoretically, he's going to drop some kind of play here for Monmouth. For Mississippi Valley State to try and score before the half.
And I think he probably would have been better off of letting his team go after the made basket, just inbound the ball and go. Now Monmouth can set up their defense. Big possession right there by the Hawks. Get the clock down, and then Robinson drives to the basket and scores. Now they have to follow that possession up with a defensive stop to end the first half.
39-31. Here we are. 39-31, Mississippi Valley State leads Monmouth. This game not only broadcast on the Shore Sports Network, 1160 and 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com, the free Radio Pup app. It is also with glorious HD video on GoMUHawks.com's Hawk Vision tonight. Inbound to Jordan Washington. Washington will go to McDonald. His three-pointer is blocked by Max DeLeo as the first half expires. What a defensive play by Max DeLeo, who didn't score in that half, Steve, but made some impactful plays as the Hawks will go into halftime, down 8.
Now, quite honestly, Eddie, I thought it was a sluggish first half for the Hawks. I thought that Valley State were the aggressors. They were the aggressors on the offensive glass. And then as the second or first half wore on, they stopped shooting threes and started getting to the rim more and more. I wonder if Coach Rice wants to toy with a 2-3 zone in the second half to keep Valley State out of the paint, but that means that they have to close out on some of the shooters that were shooting well, namely McDonald.
And we'll get a look at our first half statistics as well as some out-of-town scores here during our halftime timeout. The first thing we'll do, we're going to step out for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll give you those first half statistics and take a look at some of the scores around the country, not only in the MAC, but in the top 25. And we'll do that right here on your home for Monmouth basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network.